Some reporting on the extremists in Syria and Iraq can be done from afar. New online tools are helping journalists do that. One example that caught our attention is the crowdfunded website Bellingcat. Bloggers and reporters are using it to do some creative investigative work, like going through the photos and videos published online by the militants themselves to try and identify where the militants are. The site recently produced an analysis of the video posted by ISIS showing the beheading of journalist James Foley. We'll be talking to Bellingcat's founder Elliot Higgins later this week, but today I asked Washington Post contributor Rick Nowak to explain how the site works.
If you really want to know how all this works, let's just focus on one example. A few days ago, Higgins uncovered the location of an Iraqi terrorist training camp of Islamic State militants. And Higgins told me how it precisely worked. So he had found photos posted by the militants themselves on the internet. And first, it was possible to establish the time and the direction the camera was facing using the shadows that were visible on these pictures. And there was, for example, a bridge on several of the pictures posted online. And Higgins wanted to find that bridge. And for that part, he used Google Earth and kind of narrowed down the possible area where the camp was presumably located. And he did indeed find a bridge that looked similar. But of course, that alone is not enough to be sure whether he found the right location. And for the following step, he used something called Panoramio. And that's also a very useful and helpful tool because Panoramio relies on Google Maps and allows users to geotag their photos. So if you're in Iraq for some reason and you take a picture of a bridge and tag it, you might actually help to locate terrorists in the end. Because in this specific case, Higgins found similarities between the design of lamp posts on the geotagged pictures as well as the pictures posted by the terrorists.
So people at Bellingcat compare these photos and realize that the tags are tagging the very things he's trying to identify.
Right, that's absolutely correct. And actually, this concept he developed is quite remarkable because just basically sitting at home in front of your computer, watching YouTube videos, taking or looking at pictures and really making this connection between maps, what's happening on the ground and what's being posted on the internet, that is something I would even call it revolutionary. Yeah.
But what makes it revolutionary as opposed to simply, you know, a hobbyist doing private detective work?
Well, what's really amazing is that theoretically everyone could in fact do the same, but nobody has ever thought about it. And if you think about it, it seems extremely easy. The software is available for free on the internet, and you really just need time and an interest in such things to do it. And there is this whole idea of crowdsourcing, crowdfunding. So he's not financed by any institution. He really is just financed by the interest of the people out there. So finding a target, finding the truth as his mission, as a community, that is kind of something I haven't seen before.
What drives Higgins? Why does he do this?
Well, that's a really interesting question. I think what really drives him is this interest in making use of all the information that are freely available on the internet. I mean, if you think about it, all these pictures he uses are not sensitive information. They're not classified. They're freely available. Nobody has ever try to make use of them. And he's really the first person who's publicly blogging about what he finds when he looks at these pictures. And I think the support he has experienced has really encouraged him to continue with all this.
Where do you believe this new kind of data investigation is headed?
Well, I think it could revolutionize journalism in a way. We're already seeing the first efforts to map developments, to kind of make sense of where the Islamic State is right now. And it's really hard for journalists as well to keep track of all this. And I think such tools are very helpful to understand and to kind of explain to readers, users, what's happening in these countries. And I think we're experiencing an extremely interesting time because given that all these information are available and now people have started to make them accessible and to make them visible, people are going to understand much more about the world. And I think that's also the mission of Higgins. And I think that's something we can all benefit from.
Rick Nowak writes about foreign affairs for The Washington Post. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you for having me.